5, I think we're on, is chassé from promenade position. Chassé is spelled C-H-A-S-S-E. Get a little bit of French into your vocabulary. Chassé from promenade position. The timing for that chassé is 1, 2, and 3. How many measures? 1 measure. So what's the total number of measures for our new amalgamation? Everybody should have an answer. How many measures? I think 7. 7, yes, 7 measures. Okay? Most important, leaders, I'd like you to write down what your feet do when you're doing the spin part of the spin turn. Write down back, forward, side. And followers, when you're doing the spin turn, all steps are forward. Forward, forward, forward. And they're forward in all different directions. So just calling it forward is by itself not enough. But I do want to make sure that you don't step off at different places doing other things than forward steps. Just keep driving forward in whatever direction you happen to be facing. All the first steps are forward. And then I've introduced a new term for the women tonight, and that is brush. Sometimes you'll touch one foot to the other without changing weight. That's something I didn't want to talk about before tonight, because in the waltz, every time the feet came together, it was important to change weight. But we now have an example where a woman does not change weight in the natural spin turn. She does forward, forward, brush, forward. If you don't do the brush, you'll probably still survive the figure. It'll probably still work. But sometimes your leg gets kicked, and it doesn't look as ladylike. So keep in mind that you're going to be wearing a beautiful ball gown, and legs that close at the appropriate places is more beautiful than legs that are left hanging out. So do brush when I call it out in the natural spin turn. Are there any questions on our new waltz amalgamation? Yes. Promenade position, is there tone or pressure in the frame? And the answer is yes. It is the only way we can communicate with each other physically when we're dancing. So if the woman dances with a really saggy frame, not only does it look good, it doesn't work very well. He can't talk to her through these noodle arms of hers. And I think by changing partners, sometimes you found that some of the men are dancing with saggy arms. Really hard to follow a man who's not holding his frame well. So in your dance position, everywhere where you make contact, resist. Apply a little pressure. We have the expression that all ballroom dancing is oppositional. That's kind of the opposite of the way people think about ballroom. They think of it as being cooperative. Well, the way we cooperate is by opposing. You give it pressure, and now you can dance together. So pressure in the frame, especially in the promenade position. Good. Put the notes off to the side. You might want to put your name on it. You might want to put it near your belongings so you don't forget to take it at the end of the day. Come back to the very beginning. But this time, it's not a walk. It's a quick step. Next month is the biggest and most important competition in the world for ballroom dancers. It's called the British Open, and it's held in Blackpool, England. When the couples start dancing the waltz in the final, the top 6 couples in the world, most of them will be starting with a natural spin turn. It is that important. So you have learned the most important figure in ballroom dancing. Some of them will do fancy things with it. They'll start it, everything will look kind of normal. Then they might add a rolling action to it. They might speed up the timing. They'll play around with it in a lot of ways. That's what champions do. But this natural spin turn is the beginning of the big time.
Now, you all don't have to go to Blackpool next month. It's all right. You can wait again. But I just want you to know. Yeah, give it one year. Then we'll all go. We're in the quick step now. In the quick step. We start also with a prep step, but this time it's on count four. Take that prep. And then, figure number one after the prep is the quarter turn to the right. Act. Slow. Quick, quick, slow. That's a progression. Say. The forward lock. The quarter turn again. Slow, quick, quick, slow. The progressive chasse. At the corner, what do we do? The tipple chasse to the right. It begins with half of a natural turn. Forward side together. And now with his left foot, he moves back. Slow, quick, quick, slow. Quick, quick, slow. After that lock step, go back to figure number one, the quarter turn to the right. Slow, quick, quick, slow. Slow, quick, quick, slow. Good. Back to the beginning. Ladies, self-sufficiency is your goal. You don't depend on any man.
Ladies are going.
Have you noticed there are more couples on the other side of the room this week than usual? Anytime you get distracted by the dancers on the other side of the room, I won't get upset. Actually, I would like you to see what advanced dancers are doing and how they look. Starting on Friday this weekend is the National Championships in Baltimore. If you want any more information about that, you would like to go and watch, feel free to ask questions about it. I'd love for you all to go to Nationals this weekend. But there's always a lot of extra activity the week of National Championships. Ladies, your quick set starts with a prep step on four. One, two, three, four. Slow, quick, quick, slow. Slow, quick, quick, slow. Lock, quick, quick, slow. Quarter turn. Quick, quick, slow, slow, quick, quick, hold it. At the corner, half of a natural turn, slow, quick, quick. Where are you facing? Line of dance. Every time you do half of a turn, right or left, make sure you're facing line of dance. And now with your right foot, the tipple chasse. Slow, quick, quick, slow, quick, quick, slow. Not everybody did their lock. Let's do that again. We're going to do the half natural and then the tipple. Ready? Act. Slow. Quick, quick, slow. Quick, quick, slow. Lock step, slow. Good. One more time. What direction are you turning? Yes. You promise. All natural here, especially. Right, quick, right, quick, quick, slow as the lock, and then quarter turn. Yeah, progressive at a natural spin turn. And if somewhere along the way you actually accidentally do a natural spin turn, I'm thrilled because that's next week's lesson. We're going to put the natural spin turn in the quick step. But not this week. Go back to the beginning, find your favorite quick step partner.
Can I see it? So we did quick, quick, slow, slow, quick, quick, slow. One, two, three, slow, quick, quick, slow. Yes. Yeah, and then we'll just repeat. Nice. You got it. So you lock in front with your left foot. Nice.
Starting on four.
You're getting some pressure forward?
Four.
One, two, three, four. Slow. Quick, quick, slow. Slow. Quick, quick, slow.
Reward.
We basically got it. We got most of it.
Oh, really?
The only thing we skipped was every once in a while he wants a lock.
A lock. Yeah. I missed that.
That's the only thing we missed.
Some of you are
that's good.
Yeah, thank you.
Lose the partner. We got to earn that partner. We're going to do this with music without a partner. Get ready.
I can count on you until I can.
the figures in order. What's figure number one? Prep step isn't a figure. Figure number one is? Quarter turn to the right. Figure number two?
Progressive chaussee.
Progressive chaussee. Figure three? Lock. Don't leave out the lock. It is optional, but not in my routine. You need a lock. Next figure? Quarter turn to the right. So some of you went into the simple chaussee there. Unfortunately, that was in the middle of the room. You're just asking to be hit by traffic in the middle of the room. So, with music, still without a partner, don't do the tipple until after the second set. Quarter turn, that progressive chaussee. One, two, three, four, go. Quick, 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 lock. Quarter turn.
Nicely done.
Very smooth. If you own a cell phone. Or anybody who doesn't have their own phone. Good. Does anybody have a cell phone that doesn't have music on it? Everybody has music. Oh, we need to get some music on those phones then. Everybody should have a cell phone and should have music on it. Raise your hand if you don't have a quick step on your phone. Bad beginners. So, get some music. Annie, do you know how they're going to get music?
Well, if anybody downloads the free app Spotify, Daniel Libatik, the collegiate DJ, all his music collection is categorized according to Wolf Collection Quick Step playlist.
Free?
It's just free.
All right.
The best, and it's so fun.
In the world is free.
Spotify?
The free version doesn't work on the phone.
Mine does.
You have an iPhone?
No, it's an Android. Mine's an Android.
You have an iPhone?
I have an Android.
Yeah, Android. And the Spotify free version.
If it doesn't, then I can give you another way.
Wink, wink.
Yeah, just plug it into my computer. And I'll just Spotify.com.
Okay, so any
Spotify. You can log in through your Facebook if you want.
So, any, is there a way to organize this group so they can get music?
Yeah, anybody who wants music, come talk to me and I will either give you music or tell you this website.
Okay, so that'll happen at 7:30 between classes?
Yeah.
So, at the end of this class, Annie is going to give a music lesson. So, dancing is much more fun if you've got music that really moves you. Get some really catchy tunes to dance to. It would be great if these tunes were all different tempos. You'd like to have a slow quick step and a faster one. A slow waltz and a faster one. This person that Annie has just mentioned, Daniel
Libatik.
He's the music director for the big competition, collegiate competition, DCDI, and many others. He's from Harvard, right?
I think so.
He'll probably do their comp as well.
Yeah.
He really knows his stuff. It's great, great music. You'll want to practice if you have great music.
What is standard quick step?
Standard quick step tempo is 50 measures per minute to practice and 52 measures per minute to compete. So between 50 and 52 is the best range. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, that's fine. Daniel will take care of you. Yes, if at the top of a piece of music the musicians are reading when they play is typically a number that says how fast it is. Sometimes it's not a number, sometimes it's a word like andante or allegro. But ideally for dance music, there's a number, which is how many beats in a minute of that music. In ballroom dancing, we don't go by beats per minute. We go by bars per minute or measures per minute. So that's different. So if it's quick step, there are four beats in a measure. So we want how many measures. But again, all that's taken care of. If it says quick step and it's coming from Daniel, you know it's going to be exactly the right competition speed. And sometimes he might even label them slow, or he might say bronze quick step versus championship quick step. So we'll see how he labels it. It's all organized for you. It's nice and easy. Okay, we have just danced down the room kind of with music. Let's put it back with a partner, and your job is to practice the music on your own when you can. Partner it up. Quickly, we have a lot of dancing to do. One, two, three, four. Slow. Quick, quick, slow. Slow. Lockstep here. Slow. Quarter turn again. Slow. Quick, quick, slow. Slow. Now the tipple. Slow. Quick, quick, slow. Quick, quick, slow. Quick, quick, quarter turn. Slow. Quick, quick, slow. Slow. Bring it back.
Nice. Now, give me a longer leash.
Okay.
So that I can shape.
Okay.
Are you left fun. Brain or right brain?
I'm no brain.
It is vital that you have some of both parts working. Not just one side or the other. Some people are just feelers. Oh, I love that quick step with a good partner. I don't like it with a bad partner, and I have no control over either of that. So that's not where we're going to live. So the left brain side of you is the organized, systematic side. You must know the name of every figure, be able to say the timing for the figure, know the alignment, just get it organized. Quick step isn't something that just happens to you at a desk. It's something that you understand, you plot out. There's a strategy here, there's a scheme. Know the plan. We have to leave the quick step because we've got a lot more to do. So we've had about an hour of class. We've done only two dances, and I want to do a lot in the dances we haven't gotten to. So your job is to use the left side of your brain and organize this quick step this week. Next week is class number 6. That means we're at the halfway point. I'd like it all really well organized and well rehearsed before Bam Jam, and I'd love for all of you to dance at that competition right here on this campus, right in this building. So that's coming up in 3 weeks. Get ready for that. Thank your partner and separate.
Thank you.
In the tango, you know one group of figures. We're going to add another. First of all, let's review the old group. Gentlemen, face diagonal wall, then two curving walls. Left, right. Then the reverse turn, forward, side, back, and back, side, together. Repeat. Slow, slow, quick, quick. Slow, quick, quick, one more. Slow, slow. Forward side, back, and back side together. Good, bring it on back. Ladies, do you want to go through your part or do you have it? Let's go through it. Two curving walks, right foot first. Slow, slow. Now the reverse turn. Back side.
Try it. Ready? Give me a little forward pressure. Nice. A little more. A little more. And lower to indicate start. Smaller.
I think I got lost.
You got it. Do you want to do it in slow motion?
Yeah.
We'll stand behind. We'll stand behind someone.
Okay.
Hey Tommy, will you do it next to him one time?
Here we go again. Is going to step outside his feet. We're going to dance up to that moment and stop so I can see the outside part. Starting with two walks. Ready? At. Slow. Slow. Quick, quick, stop. So she's standing. Good. So she's standing outside part. Okay. It'll be the right foot goes forward. And now finish it. And quick, quick,
slow. From here, we'll see there.
So you'll step inside. Inside. Inside.
Quick outside.
I step outside.
All right.
And then I step. Perfect.
Cool. Okay.
Nice. All right. So step.
Quick outside. Quick.
Good. Oh, perfect.
Right. Thank you.
You got it. That was nice. And so.
The tango?
Yes, tango. Arm. So forward pressure and lower to indicate, okay, now we're starting.
Okay.
Yeah. Nice.
All right. Thank you.
Ready? Okay.
Ready?
Slow.
Quick, slow. Forward. Back. Close. Forward. Step inside my feet. Perfect. Forward. So here, we'll do it. We'll do it behind a guy. He'll reveal it one more time.
Followers, I don't trust you. Let's get to it. Let's see. Ready? Add. Walk. Back side. Forward. Forward side together. So notice your feet don't close until the very last step. When you do that forward step outside your partner's feet, make sure you heel. Tango is based on the normal walking stride. So whenever you go forward, make sure you're using that heel step. Let's do that again just from here. At slow, quick, heel. Good. Back up, or into it just one more time. That's far enough. Hold it. Gentlemen, do not dance this time. Watch. When the women go forward and I say heel, let me know which ones don't. Gentlemen. But it would be good for the men to watch for the heel leap. Ready? At. Slow. Quick. Heel. Good. So when you feel watch, because everybody's on their best behavior. Find a partner, let's do it one more time. Find somebody new and really strange.
Ready?
Dan.
Wrong, good, straight
in tango also forward, bigger step and reverse, small step?
The bigger you can do it comfortably, the better it is.
Including reverse step?
Yes.
Okay.
So listen to this question a moment. The question has come up, how big should this be? If you were competing next month in Blackpool doing this amalgamation, steps would be huge. It would really stand out in the crowd. I don't want you to go that huge yet, but I just want you to know where we're going. Eventually, it'll be big. So for right now, just make it work. If it's working, then gradually enlarge it according to your particular...
Rough me tough. She's a...
Here we go again.
Champion, yeah.
You'll dance three times, non-stop. Ready? Gentlemen, dance two walks that don't curve. Left, right. Ladies, have you figured your part out? Good. Figure number two is called a progressive link. Dance the first two steps only of a whisk. One, two. So unlike the whisk, we're not crossing. In the whisk, we would add one more step. And now, gentlemen, take two steps forward and then side together. That's the end of this group. This new group is going to become our brand new group one. The old group is going to be group two. So group one, start with two walks, slow. The progressive length, forward, side. And the closed promenade, slow, quick, slow. From here, repeat group one here. Add, walk, forward, side. Slow, quick, slow. How much turns? Zero. For him. Ladies, you always have the exit. So first of all, come out away from the wall because we're going to keep hugging the wall if we're not careful. Two walks back. Right. Left. Like the whisk, you're going to turn. So you do a back step and a step against the line of dance. Then finally two steps forward and a side together. From there we start again. Two walks, slow, slow. Here's the link, back, side, and the close promenade. Slow, quick, quick, slow. Good. This is what it looks like with a partner. We dance two walks, slow, slow. The progressive link turns the promenade position. Quick, quick, and the closed promenade will close us back up again. Slow, quick, quick, slow. Let's see it with a partner. Quickly.
Hello.
So.
Remember, our tango hold is just a little bit different.
And fresh way?
We start
fresh
out with your head to the left.
Oh, okay.
Ready? And slow, slow, and the link, quick, and stop. So now you're in promenade position. Ladies, your nose and toes are pointing diagonal.
And we'll try to keep our strands.
Okay. Nose and toes, diagonal forward. He doesn't turn in this group. And now put the ending on it. And slow, quick, quick, slow. From here, we start again. At slow, slow,
nope.
Link, and slow, quick, quick, slow. The timing is a little tricky here. When you get to the link, turn the promenade, quick, quick, and no camping out. Get going right away. Right from here, let's do it again. Two walks. At slow, slow, quick, quick, step, quick, quick, slow. Take it back and find a new partner.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is easier. I can do this.
And your partner just a moment. Ladies, this is not a social dance. Meaning, if you have an opinion, I want you to share it with your partner. For instance, if your partner sets up on the wrong alignment, feel free to say, I think we should be over here. So make sure the alignment is correct. If he's doing the figure wrong and you can't do your steps, then point out the fact that you can't do what you want to do, and we'll find out what the solution is. So in this class, really, really important that women are doing at least as much of the thinking as the men are. So if... Was that funny? So, let's do it again. Make something funnier. So here we go with group one. Ready? Slow. Slow. Quick. Quick. Slow. Quick. Quick. Finish. Hold it. Good. Here we go again. Ready? Slow. Slow. Link. Slow. Quick. Quick. One more.
I have to turn.
Slow.
Slow. Slow.
Quick, quick, quick. Slow. Quick, quick. Did you do any heel steps in there? Any place you're going forward, you should be using a normal walking step. Good. Back it up.
What?
Yeah. Watch this a moment. When you start to practice this, it's helpful for you to know the names of everything, but it's vital also to know the timing. We now know two groups in the tango. Both groups have exactly the same timing. Your old group was slow, slow, quick, quick, slow, quick, quick, slow. Your new group is slow, slow, quick, quick, slow, quick, quick, slow. Both groups have the same timing. Let's alternate these two groups all the way down the floor. So we'll do the new group, which I'm calling group one, then we'll do the old one, and we'll take turns doing these two groups. Here we go. Group one.
That's complicated.
Nice. Ready?
Straight walk first.
Slow. Slow. Quick.
Quick.
Slow. Now the old
curving
group. Slow. Slow. Quick. Quick. Slow. Now the new group.
Straight walk.
Slow. Ready? Slow. Quick, quick, slow. Now the
hold through. Slow, slow. Quick, quick, slow. Super. At. Slow, slow. Quick, slow. Quick, quick. Excellent. So you have just you. Doubled your tango knowledge in 5 easy minutes. Well done. And we're on to last.